push at like the federal level for the U.S. to, you know, create incentives for people in their homes domestically, or also commercial businesses to, you know, finally switch over to solar. We are the Sunshine State after all, so we should have some solar panels, way more than we do now. And you know, we have the opportunity to have a light rail in Tampa if we vote on that in November. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities going on right now.
Last week, President Barack Obama announced that the Department of Energy will give $2 billion to two solar energy companies, one of which will make solar panels in a former auto factory. Megan Demchar of the Florida Yes Coalition of the Southern Energy Network supports the idea, though she says it's only a start.
We could convert like a lot of the old closed down like auto factories into places where they manufacture solar panels and wind turbines here in the U.S. that would create millions of jobs. And, you know, they would be American jobs and they would stay here and they would be, you know, skills that we would teach people and they would be here for a long time. And I think that clean energy will, you know, help save our economy and tremendously.
Repower America and the Southern Energy Network are proposing a renewable portfolio standard, which would mandate that power companies make a higher percentage of their energy production come from renewable energy resources. Jeremiah Rohr is with Solar Source, a local solar panel manufacturer and distributor. He says that policy can drive the energy industry in a new direction.
As of July 1st, the state of Florida has no energy, alternate energy policy at all. So, you know, we need to have something going on there. The feed-in tariffs that Gainesville is using is possible to use at the state level. We could do that if we wanted to, if we got people to work in that direction.
And one of those people is Peter Kreitzer, who was moved to see the groups getting petitions signed and agreed with the signs posted that read 100% clean energy within 10 years. He was shocked at how the crisis in the Gulf has adversely affected the local tourism economy.
We're from the north. We're from Boston. And we love it down here. And I watch the news every night. And I feel sick over Alabama and Pensacola, Biloxi. I feel sick over it. Padre Island now in Texas. All gorgeous beaches. So it ruins it for everybody. The businesses come down Gulf Boulevard. Vacancy, vacancy, vacancy. This weather, vacancies? Nah, shouldn't be any of them. This is the perfect weekend.
Yeah, the oil hasn't even reached the Pinellas shores yet.
We're lucky, very lucky. Those storms last week blew the current westward. You know, where we'd have it on St. Pete Beach, I tell you. But the currents are moving west now, so that's good for us. Well, we all can't be lucky, though. So
what do you suggest Congress should do?
Pass laws and enforce them. I mean, forget the lobbyists. Forget the money under the table. Stand up. Let the voters speak. Listen to the voters.